Luz continues to improve under your care. As you conduct morning rounds on Luz's third hospital day, you are relieved that she feels well and it looks like she meets criteria for discharge. Her improvement suggests that she has no signs of complications from the pneumonia. Your exam reveals a comfortable and afebrile infant who is no longer in respiratory distress. She is actively breastfeeding and well perfused, but still has ronchi audible on chest auscultation. As you review her progress with the nurse and her mother, you begin to think about the logistics of her discharge to home and the follow-up needed. She can go back to her village with her mother to complete her therapy. In order to ensure a successful transition, you decide to call the community health worker, Julia. You call Julia's cell phone, but you remember her village does not have a signal. You know that several times per day, she will go to the top of a nearby hill to retrieve her messages. You leave a message describing Luz's hospital course concisely but thoroughly, and say that she will be coming home on oral amoxicillin to complete her course of antibiotics. You also mention the importance of breastfeeding and nutrition, although you then recall that it was Julia who actually taught you these things. When you are ready, click the forward button to conclude section 2.